Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak at CM Trading. Today is November 28th, 2022. And today is Monday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, oil trades lower. Now, there's no major economic events scheduled for today, but following up on last Black Friday to today's Cyber Monday, which is historically speaking one of the best days for online shopping, let's see how that news actually trickles out to see if the sales were good. Now, first, looking at the Forex symbols, the euro is still on its threshold, on its resistance-ish level. Now, the indices, the Dow Jones did rally on Friday, but it's steady right now, and the NASDAQ actually loses some grip on the downside. Now, looking at commodities, gold unchanged, while oil below that $75 threshold. And looking at the stocks, tech stock traded lower and showing weakness. And lastly, Bitcoin selling off from 16,500-ish level. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're looking at that Euro USD looking like it's making a double top. But just be aware that this is still pretty strong, pretty strong for what it is. So it's not going off yet. Is it waiting for the Dow? I don't know. But it's still just hanging out there right now. Looking at the GBP, also maintaining some of its gains, but losing some grip here below its 30-day moving average on a four-hour chart. And if we look at a daily chart, just hugging before that 200-day moving average and not crossing over it. That's important. Now, looking at the Aussie dollar, it's already gone. It's on the downside already. So the Aussie dollar showing the most weakness versus the major pairs. Now, lastly, looking at the Japanese yen, looks like it's settling here, and this is a supportish level. So just be aware of that as we go into today's session. Now, looking at the indices, first, looking at the Dow Jones, trading right now at 34,223. As it's making some way back this morning, it did gap lower this morning as we're looking at that on the 30-minute chart, and it did sell off below 200. So what's the importance of this? Well, okay, two things. If we look at a weekly chart, you could see that we had this this trend line, and we're trading below that trend line. Now, this doesn't mean that it's going to be weak and it's going to sell off back to 28,600, but it is showing some sort of weakness here on the downside, okay, as it's crossing this over. Now, if we look at a daily, it's still below it, okay, which is really very important to note that as it's crossing over. Now, the big telltale sign would be a crossover over the 8-day moving average, and if the 8-day moving average was to cross over the 30-day moving average, and that would be the most important element. So keep that in mind as this is trading today. Now, looking at the NASDAQ, did not gain at all last week, actually traded lower, and that's sure enough of a sign, and it's even breaking its 30-day and 8-day moving average on a 4-hour chart. If you look at it daily, let's just look at it, it broke that 8-day moving average. So showing some weakness there relative to the Dow. Now, if we look at the particular stocks, Apple was down with a gap down. If we look at Amazon, also relatively weak. Okay, Intel was down, trading below that moving average. Okay, that's really important. However, the big board stocks, like the tech stocks, like the bank stocks are not there. Now, we did skip over commodities, so let's take a look at it. Gold really unchanged here at 1751, but crude oil, look at that, trading at $74 and also trading below its moving averages. And you could see that quite aggressively as this is making a big turn on the downside. Now, if it does break this, okay, at $74, we could see it back in that $67 if it does continue this momentum on the downside. So keep that in mind. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin, we're trading below, hit that 16,500-ish level, and then just nosedive. You can't anticipate this. This is just the reality of cryptocurrencies, especially now where there's much less liquidity, much less volume in the market when it comes to this. So it's very touch and go. It's also very aggressively weak. Every time it does go down, it goes down very quickly and it's not so resilient. So keep that in mind when you're trading Bitcoin. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day.